What is going on, y'all? Today, we're going to talk about the Dark Season Protocol. Might even change it to the Dark Season Warfare, but Dark Season Protocol sounds a lot more, aligned. But the reason why I actually created Dark Season Protocol was because when I was going through a custody battle, everyone would tell me that they're with me, that, oh man, I'm here supporting you. When in actuality, I didn't feel any support just because people are standing behind you or beside you, you know, giving you words of encouragement. To me, that's not real support, right? That doesn't really help me whatsoever, right? That doesn't alleviate the pain or the stress or the pressure of what I'm going through, right? Personally for me, and there's a lot of men that I think probably feel the same way because I've talked to many of them and they've told me that, okay, thank you for the words of encouragement. I still have to go through this. It's not some burden you can take away. So because of that, I created a Dark Season Protocol because every man is going to face a dark season in his life, right? Whether it's going to be divorce, whether it's custody battle, whether it's a fight or an issue or something that comes up that's just going to be a dark season where you have to go through it by yourself, right? People can be there supporting you, cheering you on and saying you're doing a great job or whatever, but it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, you still have to go through this thing, whatever that situation is. And it's almost like example, right? The perfect example is like being an addict, right? The minute you start cutting off drinking, drugs, sex, porn, whatever it is, everyone can sit there and encourage you, but you actually have to take the steps to kick the habit, right? So what I'm saying to you, I think my main message for you today is that your dark season, it's not if it's going to come, it's when it comes, what should you do? The first step of the whole thing is acknowledgement. Acknowledge you're going through the darkest time that you probably have ever had so far, right? Just acknowledge the situation. Don't try to smooth it over. Don't try to say this is nothing. Hey, this is a dark time I'm going through. Okay, let me get my mind set on this. That's the truth. I'm going through something right now. That's what it is. Be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Step two, really pinpoint what that thing is, whatever it is. Okay, I'm trying to stop porn. I'm trying to stop drinking. I'm trying to stop doing, and don't just say drugs. I'm trying to stop snorting cocaine. I want to stop drinking alcohol every day. Whatever that thing is that you're going through, label it and give it something, right? And then write it down. Thing is, in your mind, issues expand and there's infinite loops. But the minute you write it down, there's some type of tactile or some type of psychology behind when the minute you write something down, it's not as big anymore. Probably have to find that out and put that in the book. But you just do that, it brings the problem down. And then from there, I want you to backwards plan, right? From you being solved with the problem, backwards plan to where you are now. So that way you can build a roadmap on how you're going to be successful with whatever it is you're going through, right? What does success look like? Right. And then backtrack to where you are. That way you give yourself a plan and a roadmap. And it's not just something that someone said, but something that you're building and you're actively pursuing because you want to build this. You see, at every step of the way, acknowledgement that forces you to do the work. All right. Pinpointing exactly what you're going through or multiple things that you're going through is you. Writing the plan of what success looks like for you. This is all about you. This has nothing to do with anybody else. It's all about you, right? And then from there, you also probably want to decide, do you want to be a villain or a hero? Or even an anti-hero in this story, right? And the reason why I say that is because you can look at this three ways, right? A villain is someone that is going to hate everybody and everything around them because of the issue or the pain that they cause themselves, right? They're blaming everybody for how the world is and not looking at themselves and saying, I'm contributing to this. The anti-hero, you're either nonchalant, you're neither here or there. You're just doing it just because, maybe this is just the right thing to do, right? The hero looks at him and say, hey, look, this thing is not going to help me be the best person I can possibly be. I must remove it from my life so that way I can be the best man that I can possibly be. So now actually, again, it's like, do you want to be the villain? Do you want to be the anti-hero? Do you want to be the hero, right? None of them is wrong. None of them are wrong paths. It's what you want to be, right? I would mainly push you to be the hero, but maybe the anti-hero, the person you need to be at this point right now, it's going to be the most successful. Yet again, you have to choose. It's not something that someone can choose for you. I can influence you. But then again, if I influence you, then if you fail, you can look at me and say, yeah, see, you told me to do this. The Dark Season Protocol is all about you and choices for yourself and to who do you want to be and become. All right. With that being said, I hope you have a great day. Make those choices and make them fast because tomorrow's not promised.